for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's Friday, episode 655, Tyrion Gadge Comedy Show.
What's going on today? We have some guests.
We do. Al and Drew are here.
Yep. So what, D-Cup?
We talk about ant farms a little bit.
Yeah. That was funny. Yeah. And jailbait car.
And Al's upcoming hitchhiking tour, which you'll want to check out at a theater near you.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you sometime.
Sure.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you'd like that.
Word, baby. T, you motherfucker.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Taylor and Gatch Comedy Show. Today is Friday. We have guests and we're excited about it.
Bong.
My name's Terry. Across the table sits my co-host.
Gatch.
Gatchalopagus today, okay?
Gatchalopagologus.
I forgot about that. We got Al in the studio.
Al motherfucking Mentor.
And what up?
And Drew is with him, his former assistant.
What up?
Thanks for being here, guys.
Oh, shit. Thanks for having us, yo.
You know, if it wasn't for my good friend Pat Wambacher's daughter, who recently had a school project, I wouldn't have this song by Damian Marley and Skrillex.
Oh, what? This isn't part of your normal collection?
No, but when I heard it the other day as I was mixing the project, you came to mind for some reason, and I knew you would dig it whether you like Skrillex or not. I don't listen to Skrillex. I don't know who he is or what he is. I know he's a dubstep star.
We talked about him last week when we were talking about cooking up some eggs. Play the skillet.
In the skrillet.
Dude, there's a band called Skillet now, too, that's popular.
Oh.
Yeah, I get
called them. Called Skillet?
Skillet.
Like you put dabs on?
Maybe.
Maybe in a reference to that?
I doubt if it's about cooking eggs. We talked a lot about cooking eggs on Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm. I fucking love eggs, man.
How do you like your eggs?
In a hillside, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
I had someone else in the Philippines. It's called Baloo. It's like...
Oh.
Did you say in the hillside, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you bury the egg like right before it has a chance to develop the embryo. Mm-hmm. And then you let it rot. And then 2 weeks later, you... break it open in your mouth, man. It's really good, man. The juice
has the beak and everything, and you can see the beak and everything, right?
Oh yeah, a little bit. You don't want it to age too long, because it starts to develop, man. And you don't want like little hair, like feathery parts and stuff. And that's when it's bad, Baloo, man.
Bird's eye frozen foods.
It's good stuff. I wonder if they sell that at Safeway.
I doubt it.
Baloo? No, I don't think so.
We could ask.
I'm going to call him right now. Hey, Safeway. No. Wait, let me get
why the fuck is it called Safeway anyway?
It's not very safe.
It's not.
It's the least safe way you could go.
Dude.
Is it dangerous in there?
I don't know. As far as the
food
they sell.
They always got wet floor signs.
The foods they sell. I'm starting to talk.
Wet floor signs.
That's not
a hazard. In a Safeway down in Vancouver. And we had a complaint. Some lady came in and took back 2 chickens. Because they were still bloody.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm. They've been cooked.
Oh, man. You're a fucking employee and you're talking shit about them.
He's not talking shit. He's talking truth.
Truth? Safeway in Vancouver sells blooded chickens. You like your chicken bloody?
I hope so. That's the way we sell them.
But yeah, no. The manager took everybody aside and was like talking to everybody about, we can't let this happen. And I was like, I haven't fried chickens the whole time I've been here. Right. And
there's nothing wrong with a little bit of raw chicken.
Yeah, exactly. But
salmonella never killed nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Breaking news. The Vancouver Safeway sells bloody chicken on the weekends.
And Nelson Mandela is dead.
Oh, word.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Did you guys hear Nelson Mandela is dead?
It's been a while. He keeps forgetting.
I was about to say, hasn't it been a minute, man?
I thought he died in 95.
But isn't that where also where Obama and some other leaders shook hands and they made this whole big thing about it? Because they weren't speaking?
Chinese ambassador?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, but I know that Dean Stockwell, he's not dead. Did you know that?
I don't even know who that is.
Dude, he played an owl on Quantum Leap.
An owl?
That's... Oh, Al!
Yeah, he played Al on Quantum Leap.
What a shitty role. He's always like banging that little thing. Let's get rid of fucking Ziggy, number one. You know, he's always fucking shit up.
That was, that
like,
was,
hey, Ziggy says we got a 95%.
That was what
like,
Sam was always saying.
Man.
You guys know way too much about Quantum Leap.
Dude, I've been on a marathon. I watched all of season one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Isn't that show from like 1985?
No, it's like 89. It's pretty silly, no, dude. But there's some humor in it.
Are you talking Scott Bakula?
Yeah, brother.
Dude, I don't know. I don't like that guy for some reason.
Dude, didn't you have a kinship to that guy, though? Being you guys are both named Al. You didn't have like a little...
No, because in the 80s, I was known as Will. By my first name, William.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I am Al.
I was not Al at that time.
Will, I am Al.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on. Will Minta.
William Alexander.
Wow. Oh, so wow. When did you officially start going by Al? Like, whoa, I just gargled some saliva there. I was like, ah.
After high school.
Okay, cool.
I just...
new identity type thing? You just...
Well, I went into the Marine Corps, and I was like, you know, I really don't want to be called Willie.
Right, Willie, I am.
And, you know, I mean, I known older people called Willie, and those guys usually have, like, one suspender thing hooked, and, you know, and called,
call
like...
You can call me Willie, but like, you can call me Al.
What?
You can call me Al. That was that song. It was Paul Simon that did it, wasn't it? Still, like, was it the Paul Simon song that made you change your name?
Oh, that's funny. One chick I was dating, she always
thought there would
that.
Be a story.
It's kind of weird. You thought there would be.
Yeah.
Al's got stories for days.
You can call me Betty, but you can call me Al. Chevy Chase was in that video, wasn't he? Remember that video?
Yes, he was, man. Who's that crazy bastard who made the sounds with his mouth that like did that one with Be Happy?
Police Academy?
With
Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I saw him on Family Guy when he fell down the steps, and that was literally, and at the end of it, it says he did his own sounds when he was all like, bloop, 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 and like doing that little rhythm all the way down the steps. That was literally him. Awesome. That was awesome.
You know who I think the Bobby McFerrin of
today
is?
I think he's dead.
The Bobby McFerrin of today is Reggie Watts. Have you watched Reggie Watts' stand-up special?
I haven't seen a special. I'm familiar with Reggie Watts and what he does, though.
Dude, he's pretty badass with fucking looper box and a beat. He does the beatbox thing, and he'll like... He'll lay down a beat, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah, man.
He'll just start recording a loop, and then he'll record another loop, and then he'll start doing, like...
And then he'll rap
stuff.
Over top of it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's fucking badass.
He does it all on his car,
he's got
right?
that big old
well, he
fro.
Does that, but he also does... he does shows, like... There's a stand-up special on Netflix that's filmed in different venues in New York.
Doesn't he wear a pick in his hair, too?
Sometimes. It's fucking huge.
It is.
Dude, it's big.
I saw some white guy doing it in Portland
mm-hmm.
for, you know, Money Man, street vending cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And he was... Fucking
just
awesome.
I want to go up there in the summer and make some money doing
this
music.
He was standing
music.
Up and he had a mic and he was like doing pedals and stuff. Yeah. And like, it was
you think
awesome.
You could make a living playing music up there in Portland on the street?
Could I make it up there? Fuck
you
yeah,
think it'd
brother.
Be easy to make a living up there?
Do you know who you're asking?
Yeah. Well, it would be for me. I can make a living doing anything.
Yeah. All right.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll fucking sell wore down shoestrings for
you'll
to
sell
people.
Can you make money collecting ants?
Collecting ants?
Yeah. I thought he said
yeah,
AIDS.
Dude.
Like starting ant farms for people?
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm sure...
Ant
there,
farm aid? I Who mean, would play an ant farm aid?
Ant farm aid.
Yep. You got the ant farms
That's
have decreased in popularity, right? Wouldn't you say? They need a little money to support the
yeah.
ant farm.
Do you know how fucking expensive
community.
It is to keep one of those going?
You know how boring those fucking things are? I got an ant.
I got so many ants, I need a 5-pound bag of sugar a day just to feed them.
I think it was Mitch Hedberg who said, I got an ant farm. Those fuckers didn't farm shit. All they did was fucking just crawl through these tunnels, man. What are they doing? They're not farming anything. It's like a fucking flea market.
How do you resist shaking it or playing God a little bit? Like, you know what?
Earthquake!
Oh, no. Like putting a toothpick or something in there. Like, oh, we got a cave in Tunnel 5. Like,
bring out the turkey base. You're like, flood.
I like to make this sand out of the magnet stuff that you
oh the lead filings
yeah and then the you can move the stuff yeah. You can move the tunnel around
you just like shake it up and it would reset and they'd put
yeah
a new one.
Maybe you should let the ants farm in that magnetic shit. And then you could actually like change around their tunnels. Like they'll be like walking, hey, Tom, like how was your day? Hey, man, where the fuck are we? Yeah.
We're at the ant farm, bro.
What if you just, awesome. What if you made like an 8x10 plastic thing that was just like an eighth of an inch thick that you could make a giant ant farm that was just your entire wall? Like you could just stare at the, it would be like having an aquarium on your wall, but it just, it's like a giant ant farm.
I want to make a gopher farm that's
a wall.
Just a wall.
It's only like done that.
I know, a gopher farm.
Awesome.
It's like an ant farm, but way huge.
That would be cool.
Prairie dogs and shit. All
but to see it, you would only have, like, you'd have to be like four, it'd only be 4 inches wide.
Yeah. But you could like intermix like fucking gophers and fucking shrews, those pointy nose little things. That
would they be like those beta fish that attack each other?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Are those, is that like built? Well, in? You are fucking with their area. Their
maybe
their
you could have double-sided glass with, you could change it to mirror to where they're like seeing a bunch of other like, look at all these other gophers and there's a whole other farm over there. How do I get to the other fucking gopher farm?
You could put fish in between them.
Some Romeo and Juliet shit happens. Two of them fall in love and whatnot.
What are you saying? You put a panel in the middle that's plexiglass with water and fish in it?
Yeah, put fish in the middle.
One of them was like,
really fuck them up.
We need to change the shape of our cocks and the woman's need to change the shape of their vaginas so only we fit into them.
Corkscrew.
Much like ducks.
Much like ducks.
Much like ducks.
Don't cats like have like spines on theirs?
Yeah, they have barbed penises. Dude, ducks, some of the ducks have like spikes in them though.
I think you know a little way too much about cock, man.
Yeah.
But that's all right. That's
I've never seen.
Because
I have
you
a...
have to know about the cock if you want to learn about the vagina.
Exactly.
I've never seen a cat's penis. I talk about it in my stand up that I do. That I've never seen a cat's penis.
Either of them?
I've seen a dog's penis.
Right on.
Lipstick.
Have you ever checked seen if a cat is male or female?
How do you do that?
Their fins. You can tell by their dorsal fin.
Yeah?
You're talking about those rapist dolphins is what you're talking about.
They're so deceiving. They're like, you know, we'll help you. No, we got you.
And they're going to rape something. You.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the dolphins, we all look the same to them. They're
it's like the guy.
Are, like, yep. Man, I saved that guy's life 2 years ago. Right, yeah. He owes me a piece.
It's like when it's dark, some guy just starts jogging up next to you while you're jogging down the road, you know.
And you look down, he's got no pants on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You just hear this. His cock's in against
the his slap
leg.
Of his ball sack on his taint.
Hey, this run is great.
Great day we're having.
How you like this weather?
Nice and breezy.
I heard about three thieves that were going to hijack a food delivery guy in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Then once they got his keys, none of them could drive manual.
Oh, I saw that headline, but I didn't look at the
story.
Could
drive.
Thieves were thwarted by a manual transmission. They couldn't. They couldn't shift it and drive it because they didn't know how to push in a clutch and put it into gear.
Man, that's case in point where you know you don't plan to fail. You fail the fucking plan, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, maybe we should be familiar with the vehicle we are jacking.
Yeah.
Make sure it's an automatic. Automatic what?
He's like the one where you just put it in D and go. It's like, I'm down with the D. I don't know what this 1, 2, 3, 4 bullshit is.
Yeah, what is this Christmas tree? That
why does it have two brake pedals? I don't understand. Two brake pedals doesn't make any sense.
Man, I hate it when fucking people put their left foot on the brake.
Yeah?
Like, you know, when they use their foot, like you're driving behind them, they always got their brake on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know it's their left foot, though, really. Because... For me,
well,
that's,
how are they going to be accelerating?
And you shouldn't pick
on
people that use their left foot because some people only have a left foot.
Okay.
Don't you feel sorry? Feel sorry for me now, dude? Because
no.
Like I have to use my.
No,
left
you're
foot
the most able fucking guy I know.
I'm the able-footed motherfucker.
I know, like octopus who are fucking like.
Yeah, I have to use my left foot for the gas, the clutch, and the brake, which is pretty tough.
Yeah, but dude, but
have you ever thought about getting a prosthetic octopus so you could have 8 legs?
I thought about getting an octopus surgically attached to my stump so I'd have 8 fucking legs.
Yeah.
Nine legs, excuse me. No, actually, that's not realistic.
I don't think our species can combine like
that.
No, they can't just put.
And I don't think we. No,
I would have to be in the bathtub all the time.
Have I seen the movie Centipede?
Human Centipede.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
They're coming out with a number 3, dude.
What? What's 3 gonna be?
100.
No.
Yep, I swear.
What are you guys fucking talking about?
Okay, there's a movie called The Human Centipede where this fucking crazy doctor.
Oh, wait, we talked about that on one of the shows I was here.
Thank
where he
God.
Shot their heads up their asses or something.
Well, what he did is he cut flaps of skin off their ass and then cut things into their cheeks and then sewed their asses to their, and then sewed their lips to his asshole.
Yeah.
And there was 3 of them. So the 3rd one was getting like third generation food bile to where she was kind of gray and shit. And then the 2nd one, they hooked up 12 of them, and one of them was a pregnant chick.
Holy
now,
God.
The new one is...
Well, they tried to hook up 12, but it just...
But they're foiled all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that one, that foiled, guy like, didn't have the...
They wrap them in foil.
The second one, he was...
Foiled again! Dang it!
He was just insane trying it. He wasn't like a doctor, so he...
Yeah,
couldn't.
This guy had seen the movie. The sequel was this dude saw the movie, and his idea was
that.
To do 12.
You know, I can top that.
Yeah, exactly. I can top it.
I can kidnap 12 people. Right. Sew their asses to their mouths.
In a big line and then make them walk along.
Can you?
I want to see the movie Roly Poly where they.
Could you make it?
They sew their own ass to their own mouth.
Ooh.
Could you make it? I would like to make an elephant centipede.
No stealing our ideas there. That's patented.
I would like to make an elephant centipede where you sew a bunch of.
Trunks into assholes?
Trunk to ass.
I mean, more like a chain link.
That's the most famous genre of elephant porn is trunk to ass.
Imagine when they do their little.
You ever been trunked?
When they. Yep. It'd be like, whoa. God.
My little daughter, my girl was like, hey, how does elephant make? And I try to do it, man. I fucking, like, think I gave myself a fucking tumor or something, man. I, like, hurt my head so bad because I was holding in too hard. And my lips were too taunt, maybe. Yeah.
Now, some of you out there listening in different countries might wonder what the fuck we're talking about, but we got Al in the studio here to talk about some of his new business ventures. We don't want to forget about that.
Yeah.
Before
so what, teacup?
Because we could probably just talk for an hour about asses and mouths and stuff like that, and we'd be gone, and we'd go, oh, wait, time's up.
Yeah, whoa, fuck.
So, yeah, teacup. So what? What's up? What's up with the teacup? I heard you're giving neck tattoos for free and not remember. Free Sharpie neck tattoos for so what, teacup?
Man, no, she was so mad.
I bet, dude.
Well, I thought it was water soluble.
Blackouts are fun.
Yeah. I was like, I'm sorry, but I don't even know who you are.
Yes, if you tell me your name, I'll sign the shit that I just did. No, but you're making skateboards right now only.
Yeah. We're making decks. We actually got a really good deal for getting skate blanks, man. And so any size anybody wants, man, or like, you know, one of our decorations, then we'll slap it on there, man.
Right on.
Let you tear it up.
I believe that my wife tagged her son in a post because he's a skater as well. I was telling you before about the shoes that he goes through.
Yeah, work.
And the awesome idea of you... What do you call those things you put on there? Oh. Do you have a name for your fucking patented idea?
I do.
But I hope somebody doesn't steal when they hear this.
I actually do, man. I call them hoof savers. Okay. But, you know.
Hoof saver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a spot, yeah. Like we were talking earlier about where, you know, when you skate, you're always constantly twisting one of your feet on the grip tape.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I wear holes like... In 2 weeks, literally, man. Yep. Well, I skate a lot, you know, and a lot of skaters do. They F-word up their shoes.
Yep.
And so, you know, we
fuck them up,
decorations
as we say here.
I think the logo that for Hoof Savers, when you do patented, I think the logo needs to be just a cow riding on a skateboard.
That's kind of fucking cool. What if I just...
But he should
one
look like, you know, he shouldn't look crazy. He should just... It's just a cow on a skateboard. He's just staring at you.
In my mind, I saw the Slayer goat.
The Slayer goat?
Yeah, that goat hoof,
all right.
Hoof guy with the fucking pentagram just like skating along with his fucking hoofs just all on right. those two spots.
So a half cow, half metal satanic goat
exactly.
riding
I'll
on
try
a skateboard.
To work it in there well, like how about the acid cow from Sons of Confusion, man?
Yep.
I still acid have cow. That poster. Love that poster. I showed these guys
too.
Acid cow. I was like, look at this poster.
Yep.
But you're one of the few that sees Acid Cow when you see that poster.
Mm-hmm.
But when I show people, they are always like, oh, fuck, is it supposed to be an Acid
you're like,
Cow?
You don't
and
see
I
a Ferris wheel in a fair.
Yeah.
You don't see that light post in that Ferris wheel?
No, I see acid cow.
Fuck yeah.
He's way crazier than meth cow.
Yeah, a little bit. A little
you ever
bit.
Seen a cow on meth? Those things are fucked up.
And they're really hard to tip over because they're never sleeping.
No.
Yeah.
They run.
You know why? You know why I've never tipped a cow? I always get bad service.
I thought you were going to say poor service, yeah.
Ooh.
So you have a website or just a Facebook page?
Oh, well, we got a Facebook page.
That's a website. Fuck it.
Yeah. Well, we also actually own the domain name, So What Teacup.
Cool.
And
which one? .com, .mx, .ca
.au.
I don't know how far
I've been to them all.
But I don't really need one, man. You know, I mean, we're going to have that. You know, where like people can message us on there and order shit. Like, mm-hmm. like I said, we're literally legal. We got a business license. We've got everything where we can literally take orders and ship them out
To personal people. And yeah, then they're also be going to shelves. You told me of certain stores.
Yeah, we actually have a backer now who's giving us money for T-shirts. And my whole goal through this whole thing, you know, is, you know, my whole planning process has been, you know, I got to hit certain levels.
Are you going to go on to Shark Tank?
No. Fuck them, man.
You don't
like throw a skateboard at them.
He doesn't watch TV.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah. But I would like to, like, think about it. The perfect way to go out. Like,
are you a Mark Cuban fan?
Hey.
I don't even know who Mark Cuban is.
He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Is that correct?
You're the sports expert.
No,
on
I'm
me.
Not. He owns it. Go to my website, sportsaredumb.com. Go ahead and hate on me. But no, Mark Cuban, he also owns the Access TV network, which mm-hmm. I found out because Tom Green has his show that I watch on there. And they were talking about Mark Cuban and how Mark Cuban gave Dan Rather his own show on Access TV with full creative and editorial control.
Yeah,
which is unheard of in journalism.
Well, we do have somebody in So What Teacup who wants to see So What Teacup online, man, like on mm-hmm. YouTube. You know, we got somebody mm-hmm. who gave us cameras for me to film myself.
Oh, you're going to do a hitchhiking tour. Let's not forget
about that. The hitchhiking tour.
But if you weren't getting to that yet, I just...
Yeah, no, word. Yeah, but anyway, somebody wants me to do this YouTube thing where I film my whole process and then also like the growth of this business, man, because they believe in it. They're like, you know, mm-hmm. this is gonna happen, man. And so they want me to do that. But also what's gonna happen before that, what I want to happen is after we finish our business meeting, I don't want to say the name of the company yet, but we will be able to be, you know, we're gonna be on shelves, I will say probably in a month and a half.
Awesome.
But we're gonna go on a hitchhiking tour. I'm gonna fill up a bag of old Marine Corps duffel bag with a whole bunch of So What Teacup t-shirts. And I want to grab a video camera and hit the highway, man. I'm going to hitchhike across the country. And we're going to, I'm only going to hold up a sign that says So What Teacup. And we're going to try to get, you know.
And these videos are going to go onto YouTube?
Yes. Yeah.
So what is going to be the theme song you're going to use?
Oh, that's a great question.
You need a So What Teacup jingle.
We do need a So What Teacup song.
We've been writing jingles.
You got to tell us what kind of style you want, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm a surf skate guy, man. So anything with punk and reggae and
country.
If we could make it as close to classical with a little didgeridoo, I think that would be fine.
All right.
So, you got a certain amount of miles that you're planning on covering in this? You're just going to go as far as you can go, or
well, I
you have a destination in mind.
Yeah, I totally do. Okay. I have a friend who lives in Florida, and she does modeling for the Surf Nexus Surf out there, and her pad's going to be my final destination as far as across the country.
Right.
Don't use that title. That's already taken.
What's that?
The Final Destination.
Oh, that is a movie, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, what a fucking shitty movie.
I know.
Man, I would fuck death up.
Five of them. There's
no, there's more than that, isn't there?
I think five.
Like, they know this shit's going down and they don't get their wits about them. No. Like, come on, man.
You got to beat death, man.
They do some brutal deaths in that.
Or
show,
how about
though.
Let's talk to death? How about, like, let's say, hey, man, what if I offer you like 20 souls? Can you think I can fucking get away with mine? Yeah,
you know, Piers Anthony, you ever read his stuff?
I remember Pierce Anthony. He wrote Xanthia, and he wrote Escape from Xanthia. And
well, he wrote like he's still writing Xanthia books.
Nightmare, right? He wrote that book called Nightmare.
Yeah, On a Pale Horse is the one I was referring to, which was a book about death in the situation. If you killed death, you became death.
And that's also a situation on Family Guy.
Wow. And a Motorhead song.
Where he hurts his ankle. Oh. Why are we going send us to the right? That's just...
You were talking, and you were in the middle of a big thing, and I knew that you would do what you're doing now. And
so, the t-shirts we're bringing on the cross-country thing.
And are you just going to be by yourself skateboarding and walking and then hitchhiking? Yeah. Right on. That's brave, dude. You might get killed.
Well, after I got out of the... when I got out of the Marine Corps, I hitchhiked around the States for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's great. I've been out there, man. I love
the road. Careful, man, because people that drive, they don't pay attention as much as they used to these days. I'm just saying.
No, that's true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's true, man. But what's going to be cool about it is I'm not even going to bring a cell phone with me at all.
Right on.
I'm going to do it all like... Well, of course, we're going to have a team.
Yeah, how are you going to post your videos?
U.S. mail. I just mail the video footage.
On VHS or Betamax? Betamax, you get better quality, I heard.
The computer dude or whatever said that.
No, you got a team of guys going with you.
Send it to him and then he can...
You got a team of guys.
So send it in the mail.
Yeah, I'm going to video email it or email him... Yeah. Digital.
Right.
I don't know. He's got some system that I'm supposed to.
You got a team that's going to work with you and take care of all that while you're doing all this stuff.
Right. So we're going to have the duffel bag full of t-shirts. Everyone who gives me a ride is going to get a shirt. And we're also going to have one shirt that is signed by everybody who gives us a ride, man. And we're just going to, just get the word about our company out there, man. Have some fun doing it, man. And meet some new people. You know me. I love that shit, man. I love getting out there and having a good time.
So you think it'll take you a month or more?
What I would like to do is get rides, and then I wouldn't mind hanging out somewhere.
I
don't want necessarily want like somebody who's like, my uncle's a truck driver, and we can get you to fucking San Francisco in four hours.
I'm not doing my job.
I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be like where I get picked up, I get brought to a town or a city or something, and somebody is like, and I'll go have go have dinner with somebody or something, man. Use their shower, man. Do some laundry, and then leave their house the next day.
Yep.
And just,
I don't know though if you want to cut yourself off from the opportunities of like blogging along the way. If you had the technology to do so. So maybe in like just like a little tablet that you carried around with you. You know what I mean?
What might be kind of cool is if we did like some kind of wilderness thing where we had like a cameraman just following me and he can have all that technology and all that shit, man, and like then.
And then he would have to like see you getting a ride and taking off while he's still trying to get a ride. He's like, damn it, now I gotta catch up to him.
Someone's giving you a ride and you're like, we need to set up a shot. And they're like, hey, you want the fucking ride or not? Like, you want me to drive away and pull back?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man.
We want to get two angles as you're pulling away.
And then we want to get one on Ice Road Truckers. They always have the one under the ice.
Yeah. Okay, we need you to drive back over
again.
What
the fuck is Ice Road Truckers?
Dude,
it's a show, dude. Ice Road Truckers where they...
In Alaska, they have to drive their... fucking semis over
it
these
sounds
lakes.
Like a band to me. Ice Road Truckers. I'm like, what the fuck is that? That sounds out of control a little
bit.
But
you'd have to perform on ice.
And ballsy.
Though.
And so they're driving. It's just them driving their 18-wheelers on these really icy roads and sometimes over frozen lakes and shit that they have to end.
Motherfuckers have been doing that forever, though.
It's a show now.
That's exciting on TV. Motherfuckers
watch
people
driving
cars.
Well, that's the thing.
Is
like every 30 seconds they show that little clip of the one time they filmed the underneath.
Yeah.
I can just imagine the water cooler discussions. Hey, man, did you see Ice Truckers last night? I did. That guy was like stuck.
He like,
was.
Did you see that one?
It was dark.
He slid on that ice that one time.
Yep.
Did you know they drive trucks on that show? Yeah. I did. I watched it.
The other day I was watching a dude. It was snowing.
Yeah. In Alaska, no way. Fuck that shit. That's got to be set up.
Yep. And it was all slick out, and the guy had to get out and put his chains on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did he make it, though? Did man, he make well, it to just,
I don't know, man. It was a cliffhanger episode.
Oh.
This is just solidifying that I need to do this hitchhiking thing. Because if there's fucking dumb shows,
dude,
about
that's a
people,
TV show.
I'm saying that you could make money selling the rights to this show to Access TV with Mark Cuban on Shark Tank.
You just might have to have the people who give you rights back up for that second shot, though.
No, what we'll do is we'll do a total National Geographic. Like, I'll pop into the camera frame and I'll be like, ooh, what we have here is the lonely lady hitchhiker picker upper. Yeah. Let's go inside and see what she's doing.
I can see her coming from down the road. And so you'd have a guy fully equipped in a van with all kinds of kick-ass fucking videography. Yeah, and he's just following you, waiting for you to get a ride. If you don't have a ride, he just waits down the road.
And he's probably got like his assistants in a van too. So there's two vans waiting for you to get a ride.
Because next year's show will be the making of Hitchhiking.
Right? Yeah, right. Someone following you. Brilliant.
But
I don't know if
you
I can find somebody
years
to
worth
follow
of stuff
me
there
on the road
you'd
for
need
that
a big
long.
Investor. Right. You'd need an investor there.
You know, or even it. I mean, I'm talking about a person who just would walk with a camera and like put up with my fucking ass for that long. Like,
how much does it pay?
Yeah, right.
Dustin
right
has a camera. He's ready to
well
go.
It's the finish off. You gotta like you gotta wait for the return.
It's like starting your own business, man. You don't get a paycheck for over a year.
Yeah, no doubt, dude. Like at the beginning of this month.
All right, let's do it.
Oh my god, it costs so
that sounds
much
lucrative and fun. Let's
money
do
yep
it.
Let's do it.
I want to be broke hitchhiking across America for a year. That should be fun.
Well, I think it'll be
no,
a good time.
And
I'll
it will
some
be for
zigzag,
you.
Zigzag, you know, up down, and like if we get, oh, you know, we really should have some kind of Facebook thing because something going, so somebody could be like, hey, we'll pick you up here, man. Like, you know,
it has been done as far as like somebody canoeing or something. I read a story about somebody canoeing
across America
somewhere and somehow
how they get through the Grand Canyon.
They just kept on going, man.
I took a burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we were talking about words. Oh, man, did my friend look at me? We were listening to Sublime, and we were listening to that movie. I mean, listen to that song, Caress Me Down. And look at me, he said, hey, man, I don't know what that guy's saying in Spanish, but I think this song's about movie stars. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. He goes, did you hear him say De Niro? And I said, yeah, that means money, you fucking
idiot. Oh, I thought he meant Roberto. Oh, Robert De Niro.
Someone's going to sing in a foreign language about fucking Robert De Niro. Yeah. Like, brilliant.
Like, yeah, I hope I can make more De Niro. Oh, Robert. Robert De Niro. Yeah, some people are smart.
But also, I would like to bring a couple decks with me. And like, just give them out, man. Like in one every
we're
state.
We're not going with you, dude.
I like a good card trick.
You can call us dicks all day, but we're not going.
A skate deck.
He's like,
man,
I just want to bring a couple dicks with me.
I give out dick that's every right state I go in.
Everybody that gives me a ride, I give them a free dick.
Pick me up. I've got a free dick for you.
It's unfanned.
You're like Quagmire's cross country tour.
My dick is flat and very hard and curved on both ends and concaved. And it's got a graphic on it. Oh, and it's also got somewhere where you can put your feet where it doesn't mirror down your motherfucking
you hooves. Got a tattoo on your dick, man?
No, I call it a graphic.
It's a graphic, dude.
Graphic dick.
Dude, I got a graphic on my dick.
That's some great skate deck graphic.
A deckel.
Dude, I got some sad news.
That's some nice deckles on your dick.
What's that?
I got some sad news. Princess died this week in New Jersey.
Princess?
Yep, just a couple weeks before the Super Bowl, the first to be hosted in her state.
Who's Princess?
Princess gained fame for picking winners of the Super Bowl in the past 10 years, including correctly picking the seven the Ravens to win last year.
A dog?
No.
It's
a horse?
No, it's a chicken that's
no,
related
it's a camel
to that one that beats you in.
Oh, it's a camel?
Princess is a camel.
Are you fucking...
Is it a girl?
Yeah, she
does
would
she have
pick
a camel
the game
toe
by picking a graham cracker. The graham cracker test.
Dude.
That's fucking not real.
Speaking of like
it is
different words. Man, somebody told me this had this girl with like...
She was only 26.
Piercings on her face. And he was like, look at that chick with that slut shrapnel. And I was like, what the fuck?
Slut
that's
shrapnel.
Brilliant. I was like, man... You said the funny... Oh, I don't know. I held on to that forever.
Slut shrapnel.
I actually had an opportunity to say something interesting to somebody the other night, man, when I was at a bar.
Say it to us now.
Where this guy walked up to me. I was talking to his girl. I guess he was in the bathroom, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, dude, are you trying to fuck my wife? And I said, Ryan, smell my fingers, dude. Mm. And he was fucking like, yeah. He took it well.
That was one of the first things.
But so did she.
All three of them. That was one of the first things as a younger man, like right before I was about to like get into that kind of shit, like literally get into it. When my friend, who was a little more suave and debonair and maybe more, maybe a little bit more confident, and he'd go, "Hey, dude, I was just down at the river with Sherry." And I was like, "Hey, did you get any?" He's like, "Smell my fingers, dude." And that was like one of the first experiences in someone saying, "I got some pussy," was going, "Smell my fingers." And I was like, "I didn't know yet because I was a little kid." And I was like, "Why?" And he's like, "Smell them." And I was like, "Ooh, what's that?" And he's like, "That's from her pussy." And I'm like, "What the fuck? That's what pussy smells like?" That's what little kid pussy smells like, because they just take a quick shower. They don't worry about washing their vagina out that much, probably. I don't know. Well, do you guys know the difference between a little kid pussy smell and a grown-up woman's pussy smell? No. Good. Good, because if you did, you'd be a pedophile.
Yeah.
No, but if, like Dustin said before, if you're 15 and you fuck a 13-year-old, are you a pedophile?
I don't know.
Only when you... I mean, if you think about it later on when you're adult.
When you're 15 and she's 13?
Yeah.
That's like... What do you mean?
That's just like in your same age bracket, so...
Yeah.
Well, it's not
can
that
you
far
be a pedophile off if you're a child?
Well, that goes back to one of my favorite things. You know, yeah. Like this, you know, I believe that this
is that a dirty thought
children.
If you think about the first time you were trying to get pussy. You know,
man, you know what? That's so funny because I think we all had a friend who was like what you just said. I had this guy I grew up with named Ted Callantine. And
smell my fingers, dude.
This guy, man, I don't know. He's like, you know, I'm not bad with the ladies, but this guy is like one of those guys that walks in the room and then the girls start like getting
dumb. Fall on his penis.
Yeah, man.
I know. I hate those guys.
I remember one time we were hanging out, man, and we were like about to go. We used to do a lot of BMX biking and skating when we were kids. He actually introduced me to skateboarding. This guy did. And man, we were hanging out in my fucking room, and I look over, dude, and he's got this rip in his pants and his dick's hanging out. And I was like, hey, dude, like, you're fucking, you know, have some cock watch here, man. And he's like, pays to advertise. First time I ever fucking heard that in my life. And we're like fucking 13. And I was like, really, dude? So I was like, fucking rip my fucking ball sack, man.
That's how that story. That's what reminds me of that story from the last time you were on our show when you were working with that guy and you had cut off jeans. And he's like, "I've seen your balls 6 times today."
Well, yeah. You shouldn't have been looking at me.
That's when you should have just looked at him and said, "Pays to advertise."
Yeah, then he would have been like, "What are you doing after work?"
Yeah, exactly. All right. It does pay to advertise.
It does. Well, I don't know. Not necessarily the...
That reminds me of Pizza Now, man. How is that pizza?
Dude, it was
some good pizza.
Actually, that pizza was the bee's knees, man.
It was.
I enjoy putting it in my mouth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their dough is made fresh daily.
You can go down there. I think they might still have some pint glasses you can buy.
Of beer?
No, just empty. A pint glass.
You can put beer in it.
I don't know what that means.
A pint glass.
It's a glass.
Yeah.
An 16 empty
ounce. Yeah. It says put Pizza Now on it.
Yeah.
But there's no beer in it.
Well, no, but you can put beer in
it. You put beer in it.
It's a glass to have at your house.
Then it's not a pint. It's just a glass.
It's a pint glass.
It's called a pint glass because it's a glass that holds a pint
of beer.
Of whatever you put in it.
But you don't call
because
man, you want a pint of Dr. Pepper?
What do you call it? 16 ounces?
The first thing I put in my
glass.
The
it's
first thing I put
glass.
In my Pizza Now pint glass was actually your a slice cock. Of pizza.
Really?
Yeah, I put a slice of pizza in there
and took a picture
of it.
Dude, that's funny. One time, man, when I was married, me and my wife had these people who came over all the time, man, to eat at our house. We'd show up right before we ate dinner all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up with this scheme. So like the last time they come over, I take the plates when we're done eating. And I put them on the floor, and the dogs come and lick them off, and I put them back in the cabinet, man. They never fucking ate at my house again, man. It's fucking great. Of course, you know, I took and cleaned the plates later.
Dude,
right.
Dogs clean plates.
But they were just
told,
like this.
You just told your wife that you cleaned them later, right?
Dude, those dogs will clean the shit out of those.
I know, man. They didn't leave nothing on, and they were just like literally like kind of not... They're like looking
did
at each other.
Did they leave right
like,
after?
What the? Not right after. They were polite enough to like stick around.
Yeah, before they had to go in Newark.
And he was a Rams fan, so.
What did you
dude,
say?
Dude, I heard that one team
he was
won.
A Rams fan?
I heard the I heard the Horseheads won last week.
What?
The Horseheads.
What?
What's the Horseheads?
What? Denver.
Fucking Broncos, the pieces okay.
Ooh, yeah. I sense a little hostility.
No, I'm a Raiders fan, man. I hate everybody.
Raider when it comes to
me too. I don't want any of the last four teams to win.
That's why I love Raiders. That's why I'm a big Raiders fan, because I don't like being interested in the full season of the.
You are fucking terrible.
You know who else won?
I was just kidding. I love teams.
No, I don't. The blank expression on my face. I know the
Seahawks.
Radio people can see. Really?
Hell Seahawks yeah. And Broncos.
I got one thing to say.
That's the bowl this year? Any production?
What do you think? Who's going to win, Terry? Our sports expert.
The Cox.
You think the Seahawks are going to win?
Yeah, because it's been so long since they've won, and I think the odds that they're going to win.
Like never?
Are, yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree.
You think the Broncos are going to spank them? Who do you think would win between a horse and a bird in a fight?
Two questions.
What if
is there alcohol involved?
Oh, no.
And is or methamphetamines?
There could
because a bird on meth could be pretty fucking dangerous.
Yeah, the bird does have a switchblade.
I don't know. Horses can kick, and they have four horseshoes. Yeah. Don't we have usually have one for good luck?
Yeah,
you know. No, I do think that the offense of the not to get too technical, but Denver's offense is. On a different level than the Seahawks D, just in my opinion. But
you know, do you think the fact that marijuana is completely legal in Colorado now will make a difference that the team's just going to be fucking baked?
I actually think that
they're going to be a mile high, dude.
They are. Are they playing in Denver?
No, what I'm saying is that what I
New
think
Jersey.
Is the beauty part of it is the year that both of those states legalize marijuana, their teams make it into the motherfucking Super Bowl.
That's why.
I just
it's
think
called the
that's
Weed
what
Bowl.
I'm saying.
It's
yeah,
the Super Bowl
like
is the Weed Bowl this
awesome.
Year.
Awesome. Yep. Like, good for you, man. Like,
because they know that.
Piss test.
These guys used to be division rivals, though. Ooh. Right? They used to be in the same division.
The Broncos and the Seahawks.
You remember when the Seahawks were in with there with the Raiders and the. Remember when the AFC West had five teams?
I know I don't.
And they only had three divisions instead of four?
I'm going to have to go back to the legalization of those two states a while.
And that
remember.
Wraps it up for...
All right!
Sports Talk. Thanks for listening to Sports Talk. On
Wait
the
a minute, I had one more sports thing.
Okay, go.
A woman made a bet with her husband telling him that if Green Bay lost, he could use a stun gun on her for 3 seconds. She didn't think it would happen, but he did it three times.
What a dick.
And now she's
Are
saying,
you kidding me?
And
That's
now
good.
She's pressing charges, even what? Though she agreed to the bet.
Was she sleeping when he did it? Did he wake her up? Like,
oh my God, what's happening right now?
She really pressed charges against him.
I think it happened in a bar too.
Huh.
Bar situations are fun.
Man, especially when you're stun gunning someone, right?
Right?
In the middle of a bar after the team
He's
wins.
Walking around loosely with a stun gun in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
After 8 shots of tequila and a couple of fucking Rolling Rock
Go
backers.
Go and tase someone in the arm. They're just like,
Oh, you got me.
You're lucky I'm in a blackout right now.
Get my wife. She's right over there.
Blackouts are
Are you
so
trying
fun.
To tase my wife?
trying.
Smell her hair.
Oh, that was brilliant.
Perfect. What were we talking about in the car about boners or something when I said I have a story about boners? Somebody was talking about having a hard-on or something. I know it's odd for me to bring up out of the blue like that, but...
Man, we fucking were laughing the
Out
whole
of the
time.
Blue is my favorite Debbie Gibson album. Wait, is that a Debbie Gibson
We were
album?
Talking about Viagra or fucking chicks or something. What were we talking
about?
We're
always talking about fucking chicks, but...
Okay, well, I shared this story with Dustin earlier, but I didn't get to share it with you guys or the listeners. There's a guy from Ireland who crashed on his mountain bike, and he fucking flew over the handlebars and hit his taint right on the handlebars really hard, and he's had an erection for 5 weeks. Hmm. 5 weeks!
Wow.
Like, it's not a sexual erection. It's not a sex erection.
Oh, like a piece of bone got broke off and shoved back in there. And
what is not a sex erection?
A non-sexual erection?
You smash your perineal, which is your taint, and it caused swelling and bruising that had settled within days. But
is a flower named after our taint? It's a perennial?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I was wondering why those flowers were called that.
It might be pronounced perineal. It might be pronounced perineal. It's P-E-R-I-N-E-A-L. Perineal, probably.
You know, morning wood is a non-sexual. Yeah.
Bullshit.
It happens.
But you use it?
It happens to prevent you from pissing the bed.
Oh.
Well, then how come little kids don't
Isn't
get
that true?
When they really need it. Yeah. How come when I was pissing my bed, I was too young to get hard on like that?
Exactly.
That's why.
Such a ripoff. Blackout protection. I got you. Your body is like, this guy's obviously blacked out. We need a hard on when we wake up.
Yep. Exactly.
And then you got a hard on, you got to piss.
You know,
pissing with a boner. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Not us, any of us, but I was talking with I talk about penises a lot with my friends. And we were talking about having a boner for fucking 5 weeks and how you'd have to pee all the time and how mad it would probably hurt. Because what happened was like cavernous blood gas analysis was keeping his arterial blood filling his penis constantly. Jeez. And then he went to a doctor and had manual compression, which caused resolution of the erection, but it rapidly.
Manual compression? Does that mean a hand job? A manual compression?
I never thought about it. That's what it says. It caused resolution of the erection, but the penis rapidly refilled with blood to full tumescence. I'm learning all kinds of weird words.
That is fucking awesome.
But
you know, he's a bike rider, man. He'll probably just like cut a tube in half and like rig something up to piss, man.
So if you can't understand all those words, they break it down for us to get rid of the confusing medical terminology. The basic gist of this pointy tale is that the guy walked around with an erection for 5 weeks after the accident before he finally decided to seek medical treatment. They were able to debonerify him for about 2 weeks, but then it just kept coming back.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It reminds me of that
I wouldn't
story,
mind being in
that
situation.
Book, the cat came back.
The cat came back.
Yep, the cat came back. Like, we should write like a children's book
poked in my own belly button.
We should write a children's book explaining morning wood to kids.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting morning wood when I was a little kid. Like,
yeah, but the kids, might as well teach them when they're young before.
I think there's an appropriate time, like the first time they get it. Like, what
you don't think they should learn it from reading a book?
Oh,
no. From an elephant named Gerald.
Obviously, there should be a television show. If there's one about ice trucking, I'm sure there's fucking a need for a fucking...
Dude, I saw on a show the other day this guy...
Like, function.
This guy had a tree house.
There's piss in there. It's just function.
This guy had a tree house, and how you got up there was you rode a bike up to the tree house from right below it.
Was there a big thing?
Like,
it was like a pulley system, and you had to ride your bike up it.
Oh, so was it a kid treehouse or like a grown-up
treehouse? No, it was a grown-up treehouse.
Yeah, I like the grown-up treehouse.
A full bar and a big sofa and a
jacuzzi.
TV.
That's why I always wear board shorts, man.
Board shorts.
Just in case there's a jacuzzi party.
Yeah, see, that's a TV show too, Al.
Board shorts?
Nope.
It's short film about snowboarding.
There's one about people who build tree houses, so why couldn't there be about somebody who wears board shorts?
Hey, what shorts you wearing today, Al? My board shorts.
Are they made out of boards?
I think I'm going to wear my Quicksilvers today.
I think they did do a show called... wasn't there board shorts in Baywatch?
No, it takes place on a beach.
So. Yeah, exactly. It's on all beach shows.
Well, board shorts aren't short shorts.
Board shorts go down past your knees, pretty much, don't they?
Yeah, they're like right
or to your knees.
Yeah.
You know, like Anthrax and all those guys used to wear back in the day.
Mm-hmm. They're the man.
Everybody like Lemmy and stuff had like the really high cut.
We wear board shorts, and
jean shorts like Al wears when he's working.
Mm-hmm.
Balls hanging.
Man, that was only because it was fucking shorts there, like were like working, man.
I recently watched this movie called Lemmy, and it's all about the life of Lemmy from Motorhead. It's an awesome movie. If you get a chance to watch it, and had an interview with Scott Ian. Scott Ian from Anthrax. He's like, we would see Lemmy every day because they were recording next to us, and he always had these like super tight, fucking really short, like Daisy Duke jean shorts that were like super short. Mm. And they're like, finally had to ask him, Lemmy, what's up with the shorts, man? And he's like,
you guys aren't wearing shorts. Those are pants. He's like, because we had board shorts on, he said. And he goes, these are shorts. He goes, because they're short. It's fucking hot out here. You know, and they're like really short, dude. Like he said, he'd bend over and you could like see his shit. And that's where.
Man, I saw Lemmy on Adults on Aqua Teen Hunger Force, man, when he was on there playing with a fucking, a spider, a mechanical spider that played the bass or some shit. He was like, this is bullshit. It's
did he have big awesome. Cocoa Puffs on his face?
I don't know. They did his art pretty weird, man.
Yeah.
A lot like that fat dude on there. What's his name?
Carl.
Yeah, I fucking love Carl. My favorite line is like what Carl says. He's like, yeah, I put one and one together and came up with you're really pissing me off. It's like fucking brilliant. I like that.
That does make sense.
Carl's wisdom.
Yeah.
Hey, don't shave my back.
You seen Bob's Burgers yet?
I have seen
just a couple episodes.
I have.
We've been talking about it. He's been trying to get me to watch it because I have all the episodes.
Bob's
on my
Burger.
Computer,
but
yeah, it's not funny.
My daughter really like it. Really raving on it. She's digging it. Mm-hmm. And then I told her who it was, and she's like, oh, because I told her it was the landlord from Flight of the Conchords, which is Eugene Merman, and mm-hmm. The chick. I'm
crazy
ultra fan. Yeah.
What?
You know, the voice is, what's the dude's name? Is his name Phil?
Oh, Gene I thought Merman. It was the people who did home movies, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's the same people, but I'm talking about the people to do the voices of some of the characters.
Oh, word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The chick is Kristen Schaal. She's a stand-up comic. And she's
the one with the bunny ears.
Yeah.
Oh, she's fucking
and then the little, yeah. The boy.
She says some weird shit.
The boy's Eugene Merman, but I think the dad, he did home movies, I'm pretty sure.
He also does Archer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animation.
Yeah. He's done a lot of the Adult Swim ones. I always hear him.
I've never seen that show.
I remember that.
Dude, really? You should watch it. It's hilarious. I like it.
I used to think it was about Indians. You know, bow and arrows.
Yeah, but they weren't called archers.
I know.
I think to them it was just hunting.
Yeah.
Just living. Yeah, this is how we live. But you know what? We can kill white men with these.
What is your skill set? Survival.
I get food for my belly.
That's what that guy did with the dead when he was eating dead porcupine meat.
Oh yeah, they didn't hear that story. There's a dude in Iran who hasn't showered for 60 years, and he eats dead rotten porcupines. That's all he'll eat, and he says that it keeps him clean, and that he gets mad whenever anyone offers him clean food or water.
He's like he's a believer of like you know. The germs make me immune to stronger germs, kind of a thing.
And so he's gained the title of dirtiest man in the world,
mm-hmm.
which was formerly held by a guy from India who hadn't showered for 38 days in Gachazal. So what happened? Did somebody die or somebody take a bath?
Yeah, no shit.
You're now the filthiest man in the world. I think he just came forward and said, no, it is I, the filthiest man mm-hmm. in the world who has not showered for 60 years.
Yeah, somebody told him that the record was 38 days, and he's like, shit, I haven't for 60 years.
He started laughing.
He drinks 5 liters of water out of a rusty oil tin mm-hmm. every day and fucking eats raw dead porcupines and
porcupines specifically.
Well, think of if there was a lot of dead roadkill porcupines in your area. You know, if you built up a tolerance
a lot
to
of
rotten
porcupines?
Meat, you would have a lot
in,
of
Iran.
Food.
I guess maybe you get a lot of toothpicks. Yeah,
yeah.
But he didn't say
a lot of shivs.
They said the positive
sell on the black market.
The positive spin on the story was that in the hygiene department, he does trim his beard once a month by burning it in a fire. He trims his
what?
Yeah, he just stands over the fire and fucking burns off part of it, and he's like, ah, that's good, or whatever they say.
Well, that's perfect length right there. Man, I might cut my hair that way. Fuck it, man.
Just do a cartwheel into a
fire.
Into a campfire.
Brilliant.
And then you just pull off the ashes.
Yeah.
Dude, that reminds me of that fucking Wayne's World. The vacuum when he's doing it on
the Floby.
Yeah.
Oh, they had one similar to that in Wayne's World, didn't they?
That's what I just said.
Oh. But it wasn't the Floby.
Echo in here. You want a cracker, Polly?
I think there's
what?
There's
what?
He has an echo between his brain. He just pulled one of his eardrums out the other day.
Dude, you should see it.
He has a picture of it. He pulled his eardrum out.
Far out, man.
No, it wasn't.
Did you ever do a
he pulled it all the way out.
Candle?
Not far out. Like all the way. Yeah, I was just telling him that, and he tried to tell me that they're fake.
No, they
that if you burn one without it being in the ear, you still get the same residue in there, that it's just a residue from the candle. I said, nah, I don't believe
it. It's impurities of the wax.
Dude, it sucked the shit out of my ear.
No, because it wouldn't collect. It's a completely different type of wax.
You run the risk of burning your eardrum, just saying.
Well, you don't burn the tip.
No, you burn the other end. You keep a plate.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you don't light it and stick it in your ear.
I'm just saying.
It's good stuff, man.
I've researched
on the internet.
See, he
just bought a regular candle and he just stuck it in his ear.
Yep, I've done that before. It doesn't work at all, dude.
It's like those cool tables.
It doesn't.
I tried
birthday candles.
I saw that guy at the waxworks, though. He's got the candle in his skull.
Yeah.
So he'd always have a light so he can read.
Oh, those are wizards, right?
Wizards.
Well, those are wizards.
Like,
who is your favorite wizard, Al?
I would have to say the brown wizard from Lord of the Rings, and he lives out in the woods. What's his name? Radagast? Radagast?
I don't know. The little short one. Like the one who has the sleigh with a bunch of rabbits on it.
Yeah, he does. His name's Radagast or something. Right. He's on Lord of the Rings books.
My favorite wizard is Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
The band.
Your favorite movie is Wizard?
No, my favorite wizard is Mr. Wizard.
I think they put him in the...
I don't know. Bill Nye beats the F word out of him.
You can say fuck.
You know, Bill...
No, but I really like F word.
Okay.
Bill Nye... Like...
Fward.
Bill Nye and Ed, what's his face, Bagel Jr. are in a green war.
Ed,
what's
Bagel?
A green war?
Who can be more green?
Who can smoke the most weed?
I would dominate.
You think you're more green than them?
It? Dude, yeah. Like, are you kidding me? I mean, Bill Nye taught me that, you know, the universe works in counterclockwise motion, but no, I smoked that.
You know what? You smoked the floor under the table.
Can you smoke? Have you smoked? What was it? 5 ounces in a week?
No, yeah. 4.
No, my brother smoked. An ounce and a half in 4 days by himself. The doctor said he had a medical marijuana overdose, but then other doctors said that's not a thing.
Yeah,
that's impossible.
That's not a thing.
No, he has MS, and he got. Sick on this medication, he stopped taking. They tried to give him something else, and then he just stopped taking any. And so it kind of, it's a preventative medicine from the MS, like it keeps it from progressing. And so his brain just kind of fucked up. And then at the same time, when his brain was getting fucked up, he smoked a bunch of weed, and then he took 2 ounces of weed into the doctor's office and said, "You need to give your patients marijuana because it heals your MS." And they're like, "Whoa, dude, you're like, we can't give your weed to us." He's like, "I don't even write prescriptions for that because I'm like a regular doctor." I understand if it's working for you, you can keep doing it, but here you're kind of scaring me, you know, but yeah. So
I don't think it's working right now.
Exactly. So then he told him, "I smoked an ounce and a half of weed in the last 4 days." And they said, "Oh, well, that's what's wrong with you. You're having a medical marijuana overdose."
That's just bullshit.
I know.
When I was...
ounce and a half.
Cannabis.
That's like a quarter a day. That ain't
we
shit.
We smoked, me and my girl Sandy, we would go through 4 ounces a week.
I could, whoa. If I had.
And that was like, dude, for years we did that, man. But of course people would come over and we'd be like, you know, I was the 3-joint guy at the time, like always 3 joints.
Mm-hmm. At a time?
Well, yeah.
Because this guy that we were talking about, the dirtiest guy in the world, he only smokes multiple cigarettes at once, and he smokes animal feces in his pipe.
Makes sense. It's flammable, I guess.
He enjoys stuffing his pipe.
But what do you want him to do? Roll it in a joint?
Well, I don't know. He's smoking 4 or 5 cigarettes at one time.
Unless the animal ate a lot of hay. Like, I bet you could probably smoke camel shit because it probably has additional amount of
buffalo chips. Mm-hmm. You can smoke that shit too.
Why not? Yeah, you can start a fire with it.
Yeah, it burns good. Just tastes like shit.
Dog shit.
Unless
man.
You put ranch on it.
He's like, "Hey, man, you're smoking dog shit."
I hope your cock's bigger.
It's mostly
than
Maui Wowie, but it's got some Labrador in it.
Hope your dick's bigger than this.
Dude, I just saw those guys did like a recent thing where they did a live show and it was on
Netflix.
Dude,
this tastes really lemony.
That's some Kalapuya River grown sour diesel.
And I sprayed it with Pledge.
I guess that's sour. So I guess that's what this guy would be doing. He'd be all, "Alright, what guy, you want a hard cigarette? I'm gonna pack my pipe full of dog shit if I can smoke six."
I saw a guy smoke 4 cigarettes at one time once.
What did he do? Did he have a nicotine attack?
They were like ultra light 100 menthol Virginia Slims or something like that.
Fuck, dude.
And he wrapped them up around.
That's too many adjectives for anything.
Yeah, I know.
Let alone a cigarette.
He wrapped them up with a joint paper into a four thing and smoked them. It was about the size of a wide.
That's terrible.
Those things are tiny, dude.
Man.
That's terrible.
I saw two guys.
When he left his... like, when he...
passing back and forth a fucking moth. I was at my friend's house.
Is that what you call the roach of a blunt?
Hefe bullet. And he... these two guys showed up, and they're like, hey, man, can we smoke this roach? And my buddy's like, go ahead. And there is a fucking moth, man. And they're like fucking trying to light that shit.
You called it a roint. That's like a really big roach.
Did I say roint?
You did.
Did
you
I?
You want to smoke this roint? Roach?
We're all trying to talk and cough at the same time.
Hey, man, you want to smoke a roint?
Did you know a pig's taint is very sensitive?
What? Well, mine is, so I guess that makes sense.
Apparently,
that
all
is where my
are.
Perennial is.
You get hit too many times in 1 year, you will have a 5 week fucking boner. I like to say boner. It's funny.
Is the perennial area, is that a gland?
I think it's a perineal.
Perineal.
Because you got a pair and they'll put you on your knees.
Isn't there a...
I know two guys named Neil. That's a perineal.
I know a guy named Bob. I wonder if they all hung up before.
I know three guys named Gus, so if you need asparagus.
Oh, asparagus.
Dude, nice one. Did you make those up?
Yeah. He's been doing comedy at the Denny's there where we do comedy,
hey, man,
once a month.
Hey, man, can you pour some of that Dr. Pepper into this beer can?
Oh, gross.
Well, what?
I drink all the beer.
Rolling Rock Pepper.
You'd pour some.
Hey, I don't know if you knew that, but yeah, we've been having comedy shows at the Denny's Lounge right off the freeway there here in Albany.
You can self pour.
Shut the fuck up.
The last Friday of the month. It's going
to
be on.
It's a podcast. You want us to shut the fuck up?
It's the Everybody be quiet. We know.
Moment of
silence. 1, 2, 3, Hush Puppy Podcast.
Our show is only 3 seconds. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, but so every last Friday of the month down there at Denny's, we do a comedy show. I brought a few. So far, I brought down like 4 comics from Portland, and this time we got 4 coming up from Eugene on the 31st, and Gatch has been hosting the show. I'm trying to get him to do a regular set this time, and I'm going to host because I did like a 45-minute set the first time and a 25, so I kind of used all my material at that place, but different people come. That's a thing I got to get over as a comic, is not worrying about doing the same joke.
Just try to mix them up, because it's hard when you try to mix up the order of your jokes, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, mine kind of flow more story-like, and the segues, I like segues to work.
Or like play around with how you order the set, like put your really strong stuff at the beginning and the end, the stuff that's really worked there. I don't think anybody will, everybody's drunk. People laugh again.
It's something I got to get over. Like, I just got to treat it like a band. When you have a band, you have a set of songs that you play, and you might have 20 songs that you know as a band, and you mix them up and do different ones, but you're still going to be doing those same 20 songs until you learn a new song.
And I did watch Delirious Eddie Murphy like 20 times.
Oh, at least.
So, I mean, man, like, no. He said, it's okay, man.
Have a coke and a smile and shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, do that shit, brother.
Filth,
man, I'll come do it.
How do you feel?
Hey, we do have an open mic after
the
show.
I'll do a little open
mic.
How
do you feel about Woody Harrelson?
I like him. Most of the shows that he does.
Openly? I think he's an all right guy.
Well, all right.
I don't think he's
sexy. How do you feel about his father?
Never met the dude.
You know, his father admitted to having something to do with killing JFK.
Yeah, well, I just heard Dan Rather.
When was
that? There was a single shooter.
It was a while ago.
And that it was definitely Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't know if I believe
that. It's the magic bullet.
That's what, it goes.
Woody Harrelson's father was Charles Harrelson. He was convicted of assassinating John H. Wood Jr., a federal judge.
Far out.
So yep. What?
Woody Harrelson. No wonder he was a natural born killer.
In 1980,
In
1980, in a police standoff, he admitted to killing the judge and also claimed to have shot JFK. While it was dismissed, some people still believe he was part of the three people they were looking at. And in 1995, he tried to escape a prison with two other guys, and then warning shots are fired, and he surrendered.
Pussies.
Which, yeah.
Like, hey, man, if you're going to go for it, get them. Like, hopefully they'll shoot your two friends. That's why you brought them along, right?
Yeah, then he
just
got
in
moved.
Case there was Constantino on the way out, you just throw the fucking piece of shit on there, man, and you come over his body.
That's then he got moved to the Supermax prison.
Supermax?
So, like,
it sounds like a fucking cinema.
That's where you get,
really?
Like,
I was going more like with the women, like, pad thing. Like,
oh, maxi pad. Supermax.
Mom, what do you, like, use when your flow is heavy?
You get 3 hours outside of your cell or something like that in Supermax a week.
What? Daylight? What?
You get 3 hours outside of your cell or something like that a week in Supermax. And never at the same time.
You ever watch that show, Super Jail, man?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Super Jail.
Is that like Jailbait Car?
It's like
where they have like
TV for adults, but it takes place in a prison. It's really weird, man. Yeah. Like,
I've never
crazy.
Even heard of it.
Really? Like, have you ever watched 12 Ounce Mouse?
No.
Fuck. One of my favorite things to ever say to somebody is, the last thing I'll remember of you is the warm lapping blood against your against my uvula on the way down to Stomach Town. Because this dude says this to this fucking... The shark says this to somebody. I was like, dude, that is awesome. Sorry.
This podcast is alarmed.
The alarm is set. Why did that happen?
What?
You ever watch that show Jailbait Car? Where they have like a bait... They put out a car for people to steal in, but they also put like an underage chick in there too.
A chicken?
Shut the fuck... Someone's going to steal a car with an underage chicken.
The Jailbait Car.
Yeah, not only do you get arrested for car theft, but you get arrested for fucking an underage girl.
Well, because don't you have to have an act or something? Then something have to take place? This poor girl,
no,
they're like,
no,
we know you're 15, but you've already been abused.
They don't know they kidnapped the girl there because they put the girl in the trunk.
And somebody else fornicates her and then blames it on that guy.
Don't make me go pop the trunk.
And there's like a little sign by the gas pedal that says, when you push this, the girl in the trunk gets penetrated.
You know,
and you're like, what's that? And underneath it is like, P.S. she's underage.
Here's a show, dude, I know you dig, Impractical Jokers. Have you seen that one?
Dude, before you get into that, my trunk on the inside has a little pull hatch, a little button, and it has a little thing on it that has a person jumping out of a trunk and running away. Like, if you don't know.
Mine has a hatch like that. I don't.
It's really got a little dotted line that says, run away.
But it's glow in the dark.
Yeah. And
you
it's like.
You can see it from. It's glow in the dark.
Yeah, dude.
But that shit only works for like 30. Like minutes, man.
Well, if you were only in there for 30 minutes, as long as they open it up.
But how's the light going to get to that thing to like absorb into it? That's not a lot of thinking put into that one, man.
No.
Unless it's lit, like LAD or LSD.
We'll talk about Impractical Jokers, but I got to get this out of the way because it's been over an hour and Hans probably thinks we forgot about him. We got a good friend named Hans who listens to all of our shows.
What up, Hans?
And every day we go through this thing. It's called What's in Hans's CD Player?
Why don't you guys just call him Olo, like Hans?
His name is Hans Jakobsen.
Oh, yeah.
You guys go by Hans?
You know what's funny, though? His middle name is Fred.
Blue-doot.
Ow, yeah!
What's in Hans' CD player today?
Blue-doot.
Another band I've never heard.
Oh, let me guess.
Can I guess, too?
Try it.
All right.
Fistful of assholes.
That's D1. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, no. Nice one, dude.
Hans' favorite new band, Fistful of Assholes. That's a lot better than an asshole full of fists. Okay, what's your guess, Gat?
A flock of fistfuls.
Nope, I don't even really know how to pronounce it or what it means. Martyrdod. That's one word.
Martyrdod.
Martyrdod. Martyrdod. And the album is called Sect with a K. S-E-K-T.
Well, Hans, of course.
You're a fucking weirdo, dude. Where are you from? North Albany
or
something?
Martyrdod.
He lives in North Albany. He's like...
He's one of them?
He's an elitist. Yes, he came
My
from...
friend Gary Barnes would not like him.
Gary U.S. Barnes, I remember him.
Gary Bonds.
They're signed on Havoc Records.
Havoc?
Yep.
Figures, they're probably a metal band. The mellowest thing Hans listens to is the Paul Stanley solo album.
Dude, he used to listen to Bubblegum, remember that?
Oh, he likes to spin a little Bay City Rollers once in a while. Tommy Shondell and the fucking whatever they are. Okay, now what were you talking about before? Impractical Jokers. You want to talk about that or not?
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I thought you were talking about that movie called License to Drive with like the Corys in it. I don't know why.
Oh.
I just saw it in my head.
One of those Corys is dead.
No way.
Yeah.
How did he die?
Drug overdose.
It definitely wasn't a laugh overdose. No, come on. Acting overdose.
It wasn't.
You don't see
it wasn't Corey. It wasn't Corey Feldman. It was the other one.
It wasn't the Michael Jackson one. It was the
Corey Haim.
Oh, the pale one.
Well, they're both really pale now.
Either way, neither one of them are licensed to drive, as far as I'm concerned.
Dude,
word.
Corey, well, the other one that's alive is cool because he was in Stand By Me. He came to Brownsville when he was a kid. My friend claims that he got some marijuana for those boys, but I think he's just trying to sound cool. He says, yeah, I got River Phoenix and all those guys some weed when they were in town.
Because they just walked up to me and are like, hey,
next thing
we're
you know,
famous actors and you're a pothead.
Yeah, could you get us some weed and some alcohol because we're only 14.
And we know you're a pothead because we played those roles. And, like,
and the next thing I know, he's dead on the street out in front of the Viper Room.
Who, Corey Haim?
No, River Phoenix. He was in that movie with Corey. No, Corey Feldman. We're switching gears all over. Like, you got to follow.
They're in a movie called Switching Gears?
Changing lanes.
It was filmed in Disraeli.
Far out. I don't even know what that means.
Disraeli Gears, dude. That's a Cream reference.
It is.
Gatch has a Cream on his mind.
Yep. Did you know Ginger Baker had a band named Ginger Baker's Air Force?
I don't believe that.
I guess the guy wanted his own Air Force, man, pretty badly.
Is that a true story or are you making shit
up? No, I'm not making shit up. It still might be formed.
Air Force.
Ginger Baker's Air Force.
Did they play music or did they?
Yeah, it was like a horns section world type, I think.
Oh, music. That makes sense, man. Like Wind Force.
Yeah.
I got you.
Hey, before fucking I forget, dumb. We always... when, I know it is dumb.
That's fucking dumb.
When we have a guest on the show, we like to ask them what's in their music playing device, whether it be iPod, stereo. Ooh. What have you been listening to?
Last time,
I think it was Slightly Stupid you were listening to.
Right. I've actually been rocking a lot of Hot Action Cop lately, man.
I think you mentioned those to us before, and we had not heard of those guys.
I like them, man. Yeah. I like them a lot. But also, of course, you know, I'm kind of all over the place. My friend just introduced me to a group tonight, and I kind of like them. Drew Did. What were they called?
The Dudes.
The Dudes.
Yeah.
But like, I kind of like their music a little bit, man. A little soft for me. I like something I can put my, you know, put on my headphones and go skate,
right?
You know, or holy shit, dude, I almost got hit by like 4 cars this week, man.
We were talking about
that.
When you go hitchhiking, dude, watch out because people don't pay attention to that shit.
Dude, I'm walking through this fucking crosswalk, dude, and this guy's like wheeling up on me like I'm going to walk faster. Then I loogied on his windshield.
Nice job. Loogie on his windshield. Oh, did he want to fight you?
No.
He didn't
stop? Look at me.
I know.
No, I mean, he stopped. Like,
oh.
Like, he stopped creeping up.
Okay. I thought he stopped and said, hey, you just loogied on my windshield, punk.
I'd be all, yeah, I did.
Can I go?
And he'd go, oh, thanks. See ya.
Holy shit. Some lady came up to me at the mall and was like, you cannot put your skateboard on the ground.
Yeah.
I put my skateboard down when we were getting a soda. She was like, you can't. Comes up to me. It says, you can't put your skateboard on the ground. I was like,
that's not a law.
What? Yeah. She was like, it's a safety hazard. Now, almost like, I don't know, maybe I gave her a little gruff. I was a little bothered by it.
A little bit, but
I was like, this is ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
It's like, I'm not writing it. But then there were kids around, and I didn't want to show them that, you know.
What if you put it deck face down? Or what if you called her a dick face?
But I did say, can I put it against the wall while I'm fucking pouring my drink?
No, someone might slip and fall on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then these little girls all surrounded it. I couldn't even get to it.
Fucking high school girls. The show was
fun. Oh, look, a skateboard.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, couldn't move away from the soda machine so he could get to it.
I literally had to say, excuse me. And they're like, oh, we're in your way.
This is your skateboard.
Am I in your way?
They're cracking up.
Will you do an ollie for us?
No, I'm in your way. How high can you ollie?
Will you do a kickflip? Because those are awesome.
All my kicks flips. Bring the girls to the yard. My kick flips. I'm better than yours.
Dude, can I go back a second?
You can go back an hour.
Sorry, man.
No, I'm just... No, there's no sorry. It's needed.
But a second would be...
But
like
Martyr Dodd... Martyr Dodd are the definition of blackened crust, but the magnitude of their melodies are almost unheard of in that genre.
Blackened crust? Is that a musical genre?
Yep. The thing that I wanted to go back
it's a new type
was
pizza.
This guy who was reviewing this album or this band said that he was at a local record shop, Sound Central, and he saw their album In Extremis.
Hans wrote a song called In Extremis that he must have stolen from them.
No, this was like 2003 was when they released their first LP.
They stole it from him!
Yep.
Hey, can I see that piece, man?
Yep, and it has a slightly more black metal feeling in the vocals, but still maintains a serious amount of crustiness. If you are into
that word a lot.
Their recordings are pretty much all consistently excellent and powerful as fuck.
Cool. Now that should be said for the pizza too, with a blackened crust.
Oh. If you are into melodic crust, metal, this band is a must check out.
Melodic crust.
There is something about So What Teacup I did not mention.
Well, we need to get to that because we're going to wrap up here within the next hour.
That this dude tracked me down. I met him at an art show in Portland. He tracked me down here in Salem, and he wants to write an article about me and send it to he wants like a crazier magazine. I just said I was thinking like Thrasher Surfer, but he's right. Like thinking no, like
New York Times,
crazier. Yeah, and I was like, okay, so we're gonna do that soon. I don't know when that's gonna happen, but I mean, I've been really busy and I've been kind of putting them off. But that might be kind of cool for us as well, man.
Excellent.
You know.
So as far as production though, have you made several and sold any, or
we
just
have
in pre-production now?
Yeah, we actually have decks for sale. And if anybody wants,
you can contact you at your Facebook page.
Yeah, man. Okay. Like, you know, we've got 4 different graphics. Actually, we've got like 20 different graphics, but we're only releasing 4, and they're part of the So Carved line. And so we're going to release those for now. And, but we got like a shit ton other shelf, man. This is nothing, man. You know, we're just whetting the appetite of people, kind of showing them what we got. You know, we don't want to like, prematurely, you know,
like,
just put everything out there, man. Be like, this is who we are
for sure. But yeah, check them out on Facebook. So What Teacup.
Word.
Just like it sounds.
Yep.
You know why it's called So What Teacup?
No, I was wondering, and I should have asked.
This guy, kept wondering. I was skating down the street, and this guy with my 2 assistants, and this guy was like, how are you today? And I said, I'm living the dream, brother. And then he was like, hey, man, in Taiwanese, So What Teacup is living the dream. And I was like, that sounded like you said, So What Teacup? And so that's where it's from, huh?
Awesome.
And so then it just hit my head, and we were actually doing the music at the time, the AMFM music, Al Motherfucking Minta music. And I don't know, it just kind of stuck out in the back of my head, like, you know, that's a really cool thing. I like So What Teacup, but I like what it kind of means, you know, So What Teacup.
What language is that again?
Taiwanese.
Nice.
It was just really crazy because it was just this transient dude out of nowhere, man. And it was like kind of like neat, man. Like,
if I ever go to Taiwan, I'll know to say at least that.
Have you been to Taiwan, Al?
No.
You go to Taiwan on?
Have you been to, where were you, have you been to, Papua New Guinea?
New Guinea?
Papua New Guinea.
No.
Have you been to Fiji?
I've climbed Mount Fuji.
Really?
He uses Fuji film.
What was that like?
Camera.
Tiring.
Yeah.
No, it really wasn't. It got this like really nice path and shit.
Taiwan.
And there's like these sticks you get, and they like burn every like so many feet up. They burn like emblem. So when you get to the top, it's got like it's kind of neat. No, I've been to well, outside of America, Japan, Australia, Philippines, Korea, not North.
Did you go during the Olympics?
No, I did not. And then I've been to Africa, been to the Middle East, a couple different places.
Not South America?
I actually did go on a surfing expedition in South America.
Where at?
I do not know. Because I talked a guy into...
He was in a blackout.
Well, where
in relation? In San Diego, I met this guy who had a boat who told me that he would drop me off.
Where in relation to, like, the Andes, though? The Andes.
And they're only called that because all their first names are Andrew. But, I really don't know.
Isn't that where they mine those mints there, right?
Oh, I love ice cream with mint in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, man.
My mom.
No, in relation?
My mom.
His name Andy?
She used to bring home these Andy's mints from her fucking job at the motel. I used to eat those fucking
Oh, man, those are good.
Oh,
the little green mint.
Yeah, that's what the mountain is made out of down there.
I would open like 5 of those fuckers and stack them on top of each other and just eat the whole thing.
I can't handle those.
Why?
I just, it's not my thing.
They're too what about peppermint patties?
Not my thing.
Are they too minty?
What about
for you?
The, yeah, what, so. What about
my last name is Minta, right?
What about peppermint?
My third grade football coach used to call me Pepperminta.
What about peppermint patties?
Al Pepperminta.
Nope, don't like them, man.
No, I'm not talking about the candy. I'm talking
about the
about
little girl?
The yeah. lesbian chick from Charlie Brown? Was she a lesbian? Or was she too young to know about her sexuality?
I fucking, you know, every lesbian.
Is she the prototype
like
for
really
Velma?
Cool.
Marcy was the hot definitely. Lesbian.
Right? Marcy was kind of hot. She's like that, like, oh, she was the one who
just
called
imagine
her
if
sir,
you took her
right?
glasses off, you know?
Yeah, she'd always say clothes.
Very subservient.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about fourth graders right now.
Mm-hmm. Not really, because I think they were created long before us. And
I know, but they're those non-aging cartoon characters like yeah. The Simpsons. They never get any
How
older.
Sadistic was the relationship between Charlie Brown and Lucy, too?
Pretty sadistic. I bet when they grew up, they probably opened a dungeon or something.
Yep. I bet he would have been a good kicker, too.
If he ever got to kick them.
I just want to see the episode where Snoopy dies. Oh. They only live for fucking 15 fucking years, a dog.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They don't age. Mm-hmm. It all happens on the same day.
Yep.
It's so the same day.
The longest day ever. Like South like, Park. They've been in, they got to the like early days on the first episode. They got to the third and fourth grade, but in the last 17 years, they haven't got out of
really?
The fourth yeah. grade. They're still in the fourth grade like Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson's been in the fourth grade for 25 fucking years.
Well, I know. That's almost as long as some yeah. people.
That's almost just as long be more as Peter diligent. Griffin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the thing that they had on there that was kind of cool a couple weeks ago? They accidentally called Judas Priest a death metal band, and there was like some uprage and with fans saying
oh,
Judas Priest
really?
Isn't a death metal band.
I
and then
that
the
was
next,
funny.
The next,
I thought that joke was
But did
funny.
You see, though, the next episode? When he's writing yeah, on the chalkboard, it said, Judas Priest is not a death metal band. Judas Priest is not a death metal band.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that episode was funny. I don't watch The Simpsons a lot, but I saw that episode just on happenstance.
But their singer was gay. Yeah. But their singer was gay.
And it was funny because it was about downloading movies. And
you've been doing that a lot lately.
And then they got the downloading movies going on, and he was showing movies in his backyard, and that whole thing was going on. And then Judas Priest comes in. Or no, the
what the fuck?
Yeah, Homer went to Sweden to get like because you can you know they would do nothing on in the Swedish.
I haven't even been
embassy
to
right
on The Simpsons.
And so, and then I lost my train of thought.
You're talking about Homer going to the Swedish.
Oh,
embassy.
He goes to the Swedish embassy so they can't prosecute him or whatever. And then fucking Judas Priest comes out with their song "Copyright Law, Breaking the Law." and then because nothing gets people out of an embassy like blasting
death metal
music.
Yeah.
And then that's when Judas Priest was there, and they're like "Copyright Law," and then the Swedish consulate starts headbanging, and Lisa's like, "What, you like this?" And the guy goes, "Of course, a Swedish like death metal. It reminds us of death." Dude, it was fucking hilarious. I can't believe fans would get pissed about that.
Well, they got pissed because Judas Priest is a death metal. They're classic.
For the Simpsons, it is.
Well, they called Slayer death metal on the South Park episode. Hippies hate death metal.
Oh, yeah.
And then they played Slayer at that festival to run all those people out.
Yeah. Shit.
The damn hippies with their hacky sack circles and all their...
Dude, I was playing hacky sack at this bus station with this kid. I was, like, walking by, and this kid was, like, you guys were hacking mine. I was like, hey, mind if I get in? So we start kicking the hack, and some dude with a tie walks up to us, and he's like, hey, you guys can't be doing that here. And there's like people walk through here. And I said, man, fuck you. I'm an adult. Like,
don't put your skateboard on the ground. No
yeah,
hacky sack.
Like, why is everybody like fucking harassing me?
Totally
like,
harshing my mellow.
Guy.
I mean, Jesus.
It was funny. I said, man, I'm not a little kid. I was like, you can go feel powerful with some little kids. I was like, you're not even wearing a security thing, man. Go get security and tell them to tell me to leave. And I will leave, man, or I'll stop hacking. But that's bullshit. I can hack here, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You're just trying to get a rise out
walk
of
away sir I'm gonna hack you all
right dude I would have gave him a jester right to the nose
yeah
what's that called what's a jester
that's where you jump up and you hit with your foot behind
it's
your
hacky sack move
oh
hack's fucking fun
yeah I haven't played hack in long hack
at least you know the terms
yeah
you need
to.
Shit
I'm the best one-legged hacky sack player in the fucking valley
I bet dude
my pops fucking kicked around the hack a couple of times with me. He's got like, you
but
know,
does he take his leg
his
off?
Really
does he take
up.
His leg off though when he hacks?
He takes his arm off.
Hey, you can't use your arms when you're hacking anyway.
He can if it's...
elbows.
Dude, that guy's a hack.
Dude.
He's such a hack. They call me a hack when I'm trying to be a comedian because my leg...
Well, you do that fucking thing that freaks people out, though. With my leg? They don't know, and you fucking do that floopy-doo shit.
That's pretty hacky.
You could probably get a role easily in, like, the guy who dies in the horror movies by having, like, your leg chopped off or whatever.
If I was in the acting realistic field, I could have got a part in Forrest Gump, maybe.
That was the first and last time I did PR.
As Lieutenant Dan.
Yep, yep.
They wouldn't have to CGI it. Just said... Hey,
that was weird.
He's no Gary Sinise, but he's got one leg. That's how I get all my roles. Hey, you need to
get all my roles
with a scar on his face, man. He's like in all the movies where he's got to be the bad guy. You know, we really need somebody with a scar on his face. Well, there is that one guy from fucking Braveheart, and then he's like the same dude, man.
Yeah,
what a great guy with accents, man. I was just, I was just watching that fucking what's that movie? Smoking Aces.
Oh yeah,
and just seeing it for the first time not too long ago, and so I just stood up. And was like, and if you don't like it, fucking deal with it. And then I left. What were we talking about?
You were talking about smoking aces.
Oh, yeah. And
which we smoked plenty of today.
Yeah, but who's... Were we talking about Gary Sinise on Smoking Aces?
We're talking about Gary Sinise on Forrest Gump.
Did you see Forrest Gump 2 with Kevin Nealon?
Shut up.
Where he's sitting on the bench and he says, life is like a crab cake. There's some good stuff in the middle, but it's surrounded mostly by shit.
What? No, dude. What?
That's from a John Waters movie, Cecil B. DeMille. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
What was that chick in there? She was married. She's got the high-pitched voice and was married to Antonio Banderas. Griffith?
Melanie Griffith.
Maybe she was in it.
Oh!
And there's some other people in it. But it was about these people that... all about independent cinema people wanting to take over...
What is?
The Cecil B. DeMille.
Oh, yeah, well, that's great. I mean, well, he was awesome, man. He, like, did great shit. His movies, I love his movies. He only made, like, three, right?
Yeah, I think it was a parody of his name or something.
Johnny Depp made a movie where he, like Jim Carrey did, like that whole Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah. Ed Wood,
yeah, that's about, isn't it? Yeah, that's about.
I believe so.
About Ed Wood. He did Plan B from Outer Space or whatever that movie was.
Oh, but then they also mixed the other guy in there too. I thought the dress thing. I thought that was
Wood.
Okay. Well, I didn't ask it what he gave you.
I don't know anything about it. Hey, here's a fact you might not know about the place that you said you were maybe going to go. Remember when you're going to go move to Australia?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you know that Australia has over 10,000 beaches and that you could visit a new beach every day for over 27
years? Doesn't it only have one beach?
27 years.
Damn.
A different beach every day.
What? Doesn't it have
10,000 beaches?
It only has one beach.
It's a fucking island.
The whole beach goes all the way around, right?
Doesn't America?
As long as there's two pieces, as long as two pieces of sand connect, it's all one long beach.
Well, maybe there's like fucking peninsulas and shit that are separating them.
Then
with my shit.
No,
all right,
you're right.
There's 10,000 beaches. You can visit a different one every day for 27 years, and that's that.
27 years.
Yeah,
surfing. That'd be
every day.
That'd be the best.
He's
thing
having
in
a
the world.
Cream. He's having a cream dream right now. That's a cream dream.
Man,
a different beach until you're like 50? Are you 30? Are you 35?
42.
Thank you. I didn't want to be mean.
You're a cocksucker. You're just like, I know you look really old, so I'm going to like undershoot it.
I'm 45, so you're just a little youngster.
By 3 years. So, you know what? When I was drawing with crayons, you were sucking tits. When I was learning the alphabet.
I've been around. You were still learning how to crawl. Look, you were still in diapers when I was learning how to be potty trained.
I got 3 years on you, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a true story. No, but just think, until you're 70, you could surf a different beach every day until you were 70.
That'd be fucking awesome.
And then you could just die happy.
I think I figured out how I want to die by shark and lion attack.
Shark attack is fun, dude.
Well, I want to get a lion.
I saw a chef died from a lion attack, didn't he?
Chef from South Park?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't a lion come up and chew him up after he fell off the hill?
What?
Oh, on the
when they killed
Scientology
him
one? Yeah.
When they killed him off.
They killed him off because Isaac Hayes quit.
Yeah, you don't want to do the fucking show anymore, right? Yeah.
The Scientology thing.
Man, the Scientology people quit for him.
But he came back, though.
I think he was in an iron lung at the time.
Dude, L. Ron Hubbard is a weirdo.
I love the one when Randy Marsh is chef because he tries to do the Food Network thing.
Yeah.
I caught my dad reading a Hustler magazine, but really there was a, what was it, healthy eating and something.
Food porn.
Yeah.
Well, shit, you got anything else you want to touch on before we roll out of here? Like anything business oriented or anything?
Al, have you ever owned a horse?
Do you got any?
No.
Do you got any?
Have you ever owned a sawhorse?
Any blackout stories of waking up with naked women that you don't know their names?
just last night, man.
Really, that happened last night?
Yeah.
Wow. And did you happen to like tattoo her whole body with a Sharpie or anything? And
she, yeah, okay. I thought it was a water-based fucking marker, right? Because I got like erasable ones because I do art on my windows sometimes, and okay. I guess okay. in my
That's
crazy
understandable.
Blackout.
Okay. Next question: was she a little upset because they were
because I wrote Zootik up on her neck?
So that means fucking living the dream, bitch. What the fuck's your problem?
And she couldn't watch it up. Yeah, she was a little upset.
I've got to go to work tomorrow.
Luckily, I didn't know her.
Well, yeah. If I knew your name, I'd say I'm sorry, but get the fuck out of here.
Charles Bronson.
Don't
or
put
Chuck
a link
Norris.
On this page to her Facebook. Okay? Or just say, just listen to the first hour. The last part's kind of stupid. True stories here on the Terry and Gats comedy show.
No, dude. Oh my God! What a
Al,
crazy
you got you would you back Chuck Norris or Charles Bronson?
Bronson.
There we go. That's what I'm talking
His
about.
His mustache is the shit.
Man, I'm not a big Norris guy.
Me neither.
He's like the
Delta Force.
You know, it's like the toilet paper. He's
fucking
like
workout machine, Christy Brinkley.
You know, the John Wayne toilet
he's
paper.
He's a one ply.
Yeah,
he's a one ply guy.
I'm not impressed with him.
What is his workout machine that he has that infomercial?
Bowflex, isn't it?
Oh. What?
Him and Christy Brinkley.
But he doesn't even look like he's in. I'm fucking more cut up than that fucking guy.
Oh, you
man.
Look
and
at him.
And he's like doing an exercise machine. Like, really?
Yeah, on an infomercial late night.
I should do one. Man.
You should.
He's with Billy Joel's ex-wife on that thing, man.
I think, dude, that'd be
They're not married.
That would be a viable
Christy
thing.
Brinkley? Yeah.
What a fuck up there.
He didn't start the fire.
Oh, he couldn't keep it going anyway.
That's right. No, he's an alcoholic, I think, isn't he?
Well, she should have supported him.
she helped him
out of it.
She couldn't pay for his alcohol habit.
You're drinking all our alcohol.
His piano man tipped
because I broke my nose and I can sing now. You know that's how it happened, man.
Billy Joel.
Yeah, he was.
No, I did not know.
Yeah, he was a singer at these clubs, and on the way to one of his gigs, he was in a car accident and he broke his nose. And then he went to the gig and he sang. He did the gig, and then like people were like,
"You're a good
dude. You sound really fucking good."
Did you get in an accident?
And so he went to the doctor and he asked the doctor, you know. This is gonna fucking change my voice, and the doctor's like, "Well, yeah, it's your."
It already did.
Yeah. And he's like, "If we fix your nose, it's gonna change your voice back." So he left it broke.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Billy Joel.
I think. Are we talking about Billy? Wait. Oh no. That's
you know
Chuck
he's
Norris.
Not.
I'm just playing.
You know Billy.
So they fixed it. He never sang again.
Did you know?
He became a karate.
He sounded like a total badass.
He Billy he Joel. Singing. Billy Joel is not Michael Jackson's lover.
He's not?
No.
Billy
it's
Joel.
Billie Jean.
It's not my lover. Neither
Wait,
one were.
Neither is Billie Jean.
Neither one were his lovers.
And like.
Christy Brinkley.
What's his problem with Billie Jean? Like, was she spreading rumors about him?
He's just the
she
girl.
Was, she,
that
he just
said she
really
was
wasn't
one.
A fan of tennis.
Because he's like, because I don't sleep with girls.
Because she's not a little boy.
Because she's not a little boy.
Billie Jean's not my love. She's just a girl that said that I was the one, but really I just fuck kids.
You still coaching? Al?
No, I'm not. I did go, like, I was walking by the football
Coaching.
Field,
mm-hmm.
and these kids were jumping over the fence, or they turned out to be, like, some Western players and some other guys for the holidays.
And so I was walking by and I said, hey, man, you guys mind if I come back and play? And they're like, you want to play football with us? And I was like, yeah. Like, I was some pussy or something. And I was like, what the fuck? So, man, I went home and got my cleats. I hurt those motherfucking kids. Man, I was.
That sounds like something out of a movie,
dude,
bro.
I was like, hey, is anybody out here under 18? And this kid was like, I am. I was like, well, you got to be on my team. And they're like, why? I was like,
because
I'm going to fucking hurt you guys. Like, I'm not here to play football, man.
I'm not here to score goals. I'm here to fucking hurt you.
It was great.
I will end you.
The first time I hit one of the first kids, everybody was like, ooh, like, what the fuck?
What are you made out of?
This guy just hit this. And then, like, we were over at the sideline, and I, you know, after the first game, and I took my shirt off, man. And this kid was like, how old are you, man? I said, 42. He's like, dude, you're the same age as my dad, but he don't look like you, man.
It was so funny. They damn right, he don't play football like me, the punk. Take the ball.
Like, hopefully he hits you as hard as I do, though.
No, he didn't. That's why we're here.
That's why it's in your movie.
Yeah, that's why we're unsupervised right now. You want to go do some ecstasy?
But this one kid got this big old thing on his eye, man. His face is all swollen up.
Like
and
a black eye, you mean? A big old thing?
Yeah, man.
He got a big old thing on his eye called
and
my fist.
It was like all swelled up. That was like actually my shoulder.
Okay.
But it was his fault.
Was
anyway.
It an elephant Gerald?
He was actually on my team. He just got in the way.
Oh, that happened.
But, oh, fuck. I was like, whatever, man. And then he's all like, I'm dizzy. And I was like, oh, we'll go sit down. And he's like, man, I think I'm going to go home and take a nap.
No, don't take a nap for
I
over
said,
an hour.
You might have a concussion. I
was
said,
that the guy that was the wearing the propeller beanie?
Amazingly, you would think he would. He would go into his bag and pick it up. He looked like that guy. And then he's like, I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Obviously.
I said, no, man. My fucking coach told me a long time ago, if you're dizzy, man,
don't
just
take
keep
a nap.
Playing.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to go away, man. Like,
shake it
get
off,
hit a couple
pussy.
More times. Like, you know, when you start vomiting and shit, then I'll start worrying about
yeah.
you. Because I just bought these shoes.
Yeah.
And I will have to hit you in your other eye.
Yeah.
You think that one hurts? That was my shoulder.
So this big thing on his eye.
No, but
on my shoulder.
I you know, I still keep in touch with like my players, and like I still talk to the guy who coaches the team, you know, the team I used to coach for, and I'm not for advice or nothing, man. He does his own shit, man. But you know, just that camaraderie, you know,
because
that's what sports is, man. You know, it's there's a lot that goes into it. You know,
team.
A lot of people are like athletes are dumb, but man, if you looked at the awesome offensive playbook that the average offensive lineman has to know.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, oh my God, there's so much. They have to know so many plays, so many movements. It's like,
you know, a great smart athlete would be Herschel Walker.
Yeah, or his cousin.
His cuz.
Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker.
Awkward silence.
I know. Herschel. I was just like, oh, you came out of left field. So come on.
Take that, bitch.
Herschel Walker is on a Food Network show.
Big deal.
Is he making chocolate? Wait.
No. So what?
He's on
teacup?
A cooking competition.
I'm just going to start calling you teacup.
Wait a minute.
It'll be an ad for Al's business every time you say something.
There
weird.
Are cooking
so what,
shows
teacup?
Where people compete. And there are celebrities.
Yeah.
Like they spend a week with a chef.
I'm telling you, dude. Hitchhiking Across America is a show.
It's probably.
If you don't hurry up, they will beat you to it.
No shit, right?
You better start hitchhiking now.
That's crazy.
They have a lot of cooking competitions.
Oh, yeah.
Shows.
Oh, no. I used to watch Iron Chef back in the day.
Yeah.
How can you fucking not love that?
That's
dude?
What spawned them all, I think.
Now you have Guys Grocery Games.
Guys Grocery Games?
Kind of dumb.
A what?
Chopped. That's in like season 30 already. Chopped.
Is it about haircuts?
It's about food.
It's about food.
And then if you if your dish doesn't pass the test, then you get chopped.
Yeah. They cut you.
Yeah, and you're gone.
It's four chefs.
Oh, you're off the show. Not
four chefs
like,
start.
They
and
chop
then,
your arm off.
If you have 27 and cuts on your own, you are
everybody grown. Gets a basket of some ingredients. They don't know what it is until they open it, and then you have like 20 minutes to make your dish.
Man, I would F-word up those people.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Man, I can go in a kitchen with some peanut butter, some bacon grease, and like
and a dog.
Some lettuce, and man, I will make a meal. Like,
all right, now do it with eel anus also.
I can do that.
Eel anus? Is that a
eel
thing?
Anus.
That's not a thing.
No, it is. I'm sure they shit out of something.
You know, it is a
Hopefully
thing.
You have a point.
Have you ever heard of Alanis Morissette?
I have heard of Alanis Morissette.
She uses the word ironic.
I didn't know that her name was Alanis.
That whole song is Alanis.
Her name is Alanis.
You ought to know that her name is Alanis.
Hey, where's that piece?
Gatch is camping with it over here. He pitched a tent. Go ahead. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. We'll keep talking after the tape goes off. But we're gonna let you, we know you've probably tuned out by now. It's been an extra long show. We always do an hour and 40 minutes when Al's on the show. So we'd like to thank our sponsors for that lovely pizza that we got.
Yeah.
Go wash your car at the Brownsville Car Wash.
Do that now.
And what else? Oh, go to tagcastpodcast.com and give us money.
Word.
We need money to keep us on the internet. It's not free. Yep. It's fun, but it's not free. We'll get big sponsors someday.
Hey, guys, shout out some shout outs again.
Do some shout outs, all of them.
Okay. Coda Calentine, Johnny Cater, Ted Calentine, and my daughter Donessa, who I just saw on a play tonight.
How
man,
did she do?
Came here.
Did she kill?
Oh, dude, she's amazing. Man.
I can
man, I could do a whole podcast just bragging about her.
We'll have the kids podcast.
I got a shout out for Martyr Dodd Lincoln.
Who the hell's Martyr Dodd Lincoln?
I'm Mary Todd Lincoln.
Fucking weirdo. So what, teacup?
So what, teacup? Oh, and also shout out to Jeremy Chu.
Jeremy Chu.
Jeremy Chu.
And before we know you're Al Minta, you're Drew. What's your last name, Drew?
Garza.
Drew what? Say it in the microphone.
Garza.
Garza. Right on. Just so everybody knows who they're listening to.
Yeah, and that's why I fired him. He's so fucking quiet, man. No.
He looks a bit sedated as well as we all do.
Yeah.
We're going to have some right head peppers.
Sure. Let's snort some of that.
All right.
Let's crush up some crushed peppers.
What's your favorite color of pepper?
Interesting. I'm about to get back to you on that one.
All right. Next time.
Call our hotline. Isn't it
your favorite color?
9716 tag?
Sure.
Pepper. I forgot. We got a hotline.
917, I think.
Well, you guys probably get that part
six
right.
Tag. 917?
541-657-824. I'm trying to remember our rap song because that tells
541-917.
That's not
6824.
No way, dude. You never heard our rap
There's
song?
There's a card right over there. Can you grab one of those cards out right there?
Yeah.
Just the top one right on that card right there.
Oh, okay.
I did not know that. You it had is. To have heard our rap song.
541-791-6824.
I was correct.
Oh, this is a cool card.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. You can have that pile over there if you want.
Yeah, you should put a picture of me with my shorts on here. In my balls. And my perennial.
Hey, that could be listening. Another logo idea, too, for you.
Thanks for listening on a Friday, guys. We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Word. Go smoke.
This is our rap song. You never heard it? All right, here we go.
Let me hear it.
Have you ever thought about what you're listening to, or do you listen only because they tell you? It's the Tagcast Podcast. I thought you'd like to know. In case you're wondering, we got the fucking number one show. We'd like to keep you listeners listening, and like a wet branch, we're gonna keep y'all glistening. If you think that you like what you're hearing, check out our website to see where we're appearing. There's a chance we might come to your town, but only if you ask us. You know that we're down. We're like an oral infection. We're like Everglades. We've invaded your pussies. Now you got hearing aids. But if you got a TTY phone for the deaf, you can still call us up if you got minutes left. We got a hotline. So if you're feeling bored, call 541-791-6824.
Ah.
I got killed.
I got one more verse coming up, too.
791-6-TAG. Drunk dials are welcome.
Drunk dials are welcome.
So while listening, yo, you should check out our site, thetagcastpodcast.com. It's tight. We got links to our Facebook and Twitter accounts and a fleshlight for sale for various amounts. You can sign up to keep us alive while you listen back to episode 325. That was our 100th episode, yo. You think we're stopping soon? Ah, hell no. We keep it stupid. cause that's what we do. We know you only listen cause you fucking want to. We ain't charging cause we know we're the shit, but it ain't free to us cause we're fully legit. So click on the donate icon if you want to support, and please keep in mind how much I fucking hate sports. You wanna know how I lost my leg? Vietnam. Now go give your money to tagcastpodcast.com.
That's the Tagcast rap.
Very cool, man.
Okay, it's time for plugs. Let's do this. Hey, all you taggots, welcome to the plug section of the show. I'm going to tell you about some shows, and you should go see them. If you don't, that's your choice. I'm going to start with some comedy open mics that are around the area every Tuesday night at the Capital City Theater in Salem. That's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. It's a $5 cover charge if you're not performing, but you get in free if you're a comic. So that's pretty cool. Every Wednesday at the Tiny Tavern with Mac Chase hosting in Eugene, 4th and Blair, 9 p.m. And then every Thursday at the Green Room with Nick Huff and or Max Brockman hosting the show. That's a 710 Willamette in Eugene right next to Doc's Pad. It's 8 p.m. sign up, I believe, for that open mic. Comedy shows coming to the area include January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It's a 5 p.m. show. It's free. It includes this month me, Terry Gao, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, and Melody Dodd, as well as your awesome hostess, Leanne Jashaway. Also that night, comedy is advertised at the Granary. That's right by the 5th Street Public Market down there. It's a 9 p.m. show, sliding scale, $3 to $5. I'm not sure who's on it. Also that night at the McDonald Theater is Mike Birbiglia. Very funny dude. You can check his latest special out. Check it out on Netflix. It's there for you if you want to watch it. January 31st is the Grand Slam Comedy Show in Albany at the Denny's there, at the Denny's Lounge right off I-5. Exit 233, the Albany exit. We got all the best Eugene comics coming up. Seth Milstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman. Possible guest appearance by Joe Parra, Dustin Gatchel. I'll be hosting the festivities. That starts at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, but we do accept donations for those traveling comics. February 14th is Valentine's Day. We got couples comedy show in Brownsville at the Saloon there. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff coming over from the coast at Florence. I'll be doing a feature set for them. And that's going to be a couples comedy show on Valentine's Day, like I said, Brownsville Saloon, 9 p.m. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay. It's me featuring for someone who I don't know yet, but I'm doing two shows, 7 and 9:30. That's a Wednesday night, but if you're in Coos Bay that night, come out to the casino and check it out. Here's some music shows coming up January 24th at the Tiny Tavern. It's Cold Blue Mountain, Dirt Clod Fight, and Rise of Orilla, which features members of AKA White Devil, as well as like Bloodwell and Boots' old band, which I cannot recall. Do you care about that? I don't care if you do. Let's see, what else is going on? January 31st at Zappa Plays Zappa with Dweezil and the crew at the Roseland Theater in Portland. $25 in advance, $45 the day of the show. February 1st at the Black Forest at Septic Burial, Ware Squatch, War Crank, and Dark Confidant. That's a free show. Not all ages. February 2nd at the Hawthorne Theater at Soulfly with American Roulette and Chronological Injustice. $20 and $25 for tickets for that. What else we got coming up? Death Angel at the Hawthorne, February 27th. We got The Sword there at the Hawthorne on March 17th. Carcass is coming to the Roseland on March 30th with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We got Loudness at Dante's on April 22nd with our buddy Jason Moser's band Splintered Throne opening the show. And also down the road away, May 3rd at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Nile with World of Lies and Seasons of Suffering. Don't forget Victims of Internal Decay, February 7th with World of Lies and Spawn, Truculence and War Crank. That's at the Tonic Theater. And that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening, you guys, to the plugs. Now go back to tagcastpodcast.com. And listen to our show. Thanks a lot, guys. See you around.